So if we have doubts, by trying to ask questions or by trying to share our own explanation of things, is that a way to
get the doubt? Show doubt from faith to them so that they speak more and get it.
Yeah, so asking questions based on doubts, is that the way to move forward and get knowledge? Yes, definitely. There are, at the same time, devotees of different dispositions. And not all devotees are very intellectual. And we need to find the right devotees to whom we can ask questions. Some devotees, if you just ask them questions, chant Hare Krishna, everything will be alright. Now, well, that is not an answer at that level. It may satisfy some people, but it may not satisfy some people. It's like in ordinary life also. You know? Now, if some people, you give a mobile, they just start using it. Other people, you want to open the mobile, you know, what works, how. That's just curiosity. It's not that necessarily this curiosity is a virtue or that lack of curiosity is a lack of virtue. It is just that different people are different. And they need to be accommodated. Just as if you have a curiosity about mobile, others say, why are you wasting so much time? But then you have to find out others, if you really want to know, learn about mobile, you find out others who are interested and discuss with them. So Jiva Goswami says in the Shat Sandarbhas that we need not just association, you need like-minded association. Sajati Ashaya Bhagavad Bhakti Sangha. Sajati Ashaya, those who have the same kind of mentality, similar mentality. So, we have to look for devotees who also are analytical, they address issues about which are doubtful and they answer those issues. And we will find, if we search, there are devotees like that. And if I find some devotees are discouraging us in asking about doubts, then better not raise those doubts in front of them. We don't have to suppress those doubts. We have to find the right devotees with whom we can ask those questions and get the answers. Yes. As far as using our intelligence, it's not always speculative, because there is with our intelligence, what we do it can be called, it is called as anuman. And when the anuman is according to shastra, shastra mulak anuman is called as vichar. Prabhupada gives the example of difference between mental speculation and philosophical speculation. Mental speculation means we begin with the mind and we end with the mind. It's our own ideas. But philosophical speculation means we accept what Shastra says is true, but we try to use our intelligence to understand how what Shastra says is true. So philosophical speculation is good, especially for those who are intellectually oriented, and especially for those who want to share Krishna's message with others. They have to be equipped with the answers. So offering our understanding, not as a conclusive understanding, and we shouldn't offer our understanding in a public forum where we are representing someone. If we are officially giving class on a Vyasasana, at that time we should not just give our understanding if we are not confirmed it with senior devotees. But asking is, this is how I understand, does it make sense? And they may tell, yeah, this part is okay, but this part maybe we have to adjust it. So that way we can get the doubts addressed in the proper forum. Okay? Thank you.